responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So, Mark, I was doing a little bit of digging today, and I know you had some show prep here. We'll get to that here in a moment. You want to talk about the immigration crackdown. But I was doing a little digging around. I came across something over on the Freekeen forum that one of our forum users there posted, and it was a video about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Now, this is a topic that has come up in the past on Free Talk Live, but for whatever reason, when it came up in the past, it just didn't click with me. I think the last time I had it explained to me, I probably brushed it aside and said something like, well, the government's been screwing us financially for a long time. What's the big news? This is not a big shock. I mean, is this any more outrageous than some of the other lies that they tell? And sort of brushed it aside. But now that I have more knowledge about sort of the way things work, it seems to fit in a little bit better to my paradigm, and it really clicked with me today. So let me go through my understanding of what this thing is, and these are allegations as far as I'm concerned, because I don't have the financial acuity to be able to check the allegations myself. So until someone who I trust can confirm this for me, I will consider them allegations. But they're fascinating allegations nonetheless. And if true, they dovetail in perfectly with one of my suggestions earlier about how to deal with the existing government bureaucracies. Because we've talked about, you know, how do we get from here to there? How do we get from where we are today with this coercive government system to a system where, or not even a system, but to a future where these government bureaucracies are no longer acting on a coercive basis, where if you want to offer your government schools, then offer them in the marketplace like anybody else would offer their school. And if they're really great and worthwhile, then certainly people will pay for your services. I mean, that's a basic, simple idea. The idea is to cut these government bureaucracies loose to say, okay, snip, here you go. You get to take you government schools, you get to keep your schools and you keep all whatever money you have in the bank account and keep all the little golf carts that the aides ride around in, and keep everything, keep the basketballs, everything. Those of you in the police department, keep all the cruisers, keep the SWAT gear, keep, it's all you. You just split it up between your various different, like divvy it up, you know, divvy it up between all of the employees of the bureaucracy and give them equal split share.
Well, I think you would have to set a mandate as to how it would be split. Otherwise, you're going to have, people fighting over the body.
Sure,
at that point, because the teachers are going to say, well, we deserve to have more than the administrators because we're teaching.
Yeah.
And the administrators are going to say, we've got the power, so screw the teachers.
No,
the janitors are going to say, screw you people, we clean the poop up around here. And, So the fight will commence. You'll have to say it has to be split evenly or based on, whatever it is that you...
I think that makes the most sense. If it's split evenly, then people can't really complain that much about the fairness factor. But whenever I propose the idea, sort of in the back of my mind, there's been one major objection. And it really hasn't been that... I guess maybe it's not even that major of an objection, but it's kind of like the primary objection that's sort of shouting at me is, well, if you just end these government bureaucracies, what about the ones that are receiving pension? What about the former government bureaucrats, the ones that are, in their 60s or 70s and they're receiving a paycheck?
They've been working there for 19 years on their 20-year pension, which, by the way, stinks. The whole idea that a government agency, that the government worker can get a pension
Except
after 20
life.
Years, whereas the rest of us have to work 30, 40, 50, excuse me, 40 or 50 years in order to get a pension. It just sucks. But
that I agree with. And I mean, that's why it's sort of easy to say, well, you get what you get, right? You worked with the government. They're a gang. The gang has been dissolved and now you're screwed. I mean, it would be easy to say that, or you could say, as I've suggested in the past, maybe they could set up a charity for the bureaucrats. You know, former bureaucrats, charitable association, please help us feed our families.
Right.
That kind of thing. So I tried to come up with some
of these. Our overinflated paychecks haven't been enough. We've squandered our money.
It's easy to attack the bureaucrats, Mark, but I mean, the fact is these are people. Their promises were made to them. They did. They built families around those promises, and the kids, it's not their fault, right? It's not. I mean, if the kids of these bureaucrats, mommy and daddy don't get their pension money anymore, it's not the kids' fault that mommy and daddy made a deal with their gang. So it would be easy to pull on somebody's heartstrings and say, hey, you heartless libertarians, you just want to cut all these bureaucrats out of all what they've, you know, what they deserve, right, what they've been promised. And so I never really had come up with a really solid answer.
Other than I didn't promise their ass.
This is true. I didn't promise them, but I still feel sorry for them, right? I mean, as somebody who's compassionate, I still feel sorry for them, and I realize that it's easy to make fun of the bureaucrats, but we have to treat them like real people, like human beings, even though some of the things they do as part of their job is inhumane, even though some of the things they do as part of their work is hurting people. We have to rise above that. We can't lower ourselves to their level. So that's why this comprehensive annual financial report thing, which never really clicked for me before, just always seemed like yet another example of government malfeasance. That's why now it makes sense, if it's true. So let me lay it out for you as my understanding from what I have been digging around in today. And it was actually, credit goes to Alex Jones on this one. He has a whole video about this. The idea is, we've talked on this show, Mark, about deficits, surpluses, government budget. You know, they throw these numbers around. It took me a long time to even understand what a deficit was, right? I mean, as somebody who was raised in the government education, government indoctrination system, I now understand that a deficit, which you always hear news about this, well, there's a big deficit, we need to raise taxes. A deficit is where the government is spending more than they're taking in tax receipts, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the basic idea of what a deficit
is.
Yes,
that's right? So.
And, of course, we all know that the Republicans are sort of known. I mean, we're being very general here. The Republicans are known for being deficit and spend, meaning they just spend more than the budget that they have.
Yeah.
And the Democrats have been known to just raise taxes and spend that. Well, okay, that's true. Deficit, budget, you know, the budget, deficit, and, of course, the surplus is if they have more tax receipts than they're actually spending. It's pretty rare that happens with government, but it can happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got our terms down. We understand that. We know that the media is talking about deficits and surpluses and budgets a whole lot. But why is it we never hear about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report? They're out there. This is not a conspiracy theory that the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report exists. It exists. So I don't know. I don't know if there's a theory here mixed in. I don't know because, I'm not an accountant. The most accounting I've ever done is my checking account and dealing with paying credit cards off. So when I'm forced to look, when I'm looking at all of these numbers in this comprehensive annual financial report, it's all just like Greek to me.
It is dizzying. I went a few months ago and got the City of Keene, New Hampshire proposed operating budget 2007-2008.
That's the budget.
Right. Understood.
Right.
But oh, my God.
300 plus pages. I was looking at it today.
300 pages. And it's gigantic. And
yes.
This is for a town of 23,000 people. A small city.
And yeah, that's if you include the college kids.
And that's that 300 pages? So
it's crazy.
When you look at it, it's not like on page one they say, this is what the town budget is.
You've got to be able to extract and decode.
The last thing they want these people want you to do is to be able to figure out what they're doing.
Exactly.
So they obscure it and try to confuse you and put all these different numbers in there. And they don't want you to know what they're spending. That's the last thing they want. So
this is part of it. This whole Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is part of them obscuring these numbers. So the idea is that you've got the budget, but then you have the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And go online. You can pull up a copy of this for the city that you live in. You can pull up a copy of this for the state. You can pull up a copy, I believe, somehow, I don't know where, for the federal government and various different bureaucracies and things like that. So what does it mean? What is what are the allegations here that this CAFR thing says? Well, the rumor is, and again, I don't have the financial acumen to be able to confirm this for myself, but it sounds believable. The rumor is that the government, word is, and would love to hear your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231, the government has a whole hell of a lot more coming in than just tax money, and they don't really talk about that on the budget. That's in the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. You can look at it, and you can see all of their assets and their liabilities, and you can see that it totals far more, allegedly, than the budget. We'll come back and discuss this a little bit more and what it means to the whole picture. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scamming the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop. Whenever there is something fresh to announce about the show, just head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free.
Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism. The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media opportunities to network. The deadline to apply for an early summer decision is November the 1st. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. That's libertarianinternships.com. Comes with a stipend, housing and travel allowance, tuition, free books, mentoring, opportunities to be published, all kinds of stuff. Check them out at libertarianinternships.com if you're in the college vicinity.
All right. So brief description of what I came to understand today as what's something that might be true. I don't know if it is or isn't because I don't have the financial acumen to be able to tell for myself. But I was learning about these comprehensive annual financial reports, and I'd heard about them in the past, but today it really clicked for me, and I'll explain why I think it's important and not just, you know, it's not just your average government financial scam. So what's going on, as I understand it, is that you've got the government budget, which everybody always talks about. Oh, we've got a deficit. Oh, we got a surplus, blah, blah, blah. Taxes. We need to raise taxes because we're not meeting our budget. But then you have this comprehensive annual financial report, which has all kinds of extra money that nobody talks about. That there are investments that the government has taken tax money and has invested it in corporations and, you know, funds and whatever various different things you can invest money in.
Generally, we get to see sort of the government's income in the sense of taxes or tickets or, you know, fees or whatever.
You see that in the budget.
You see all that stuff. But what you don't see is their investments. Is that what you're trying to say?
There are investments. There are other things that are just on there that don't show up necessarily on the budget. I think the investments.
So in your research today, what did you find as far as that you could tell factually about these annual comprehensive?
I can tell you they exist. You can go and download one for your city, your state, the city of Keene. I found them. They're on their website. So this is public information. It's just that it's never discussed. And so am I wrong about this? Is all of the allegations, are they incorrect? Or is it true that the bureaucrats essentially are taking taxpayer dollars and investing them and then using that money to pump up their pension funds and stuff like that?
My understanding is it's illegal in New Hampshire for anything that doesn't go into that isn't spent to not be returned to the taxpayers.
It's possible that maybe this has been done illegally. I don't know about all the internal rules and who's doing what and what the legal system will allow, but it's my understanding that town managers and people like this, city managers, this is part of what they do. In fact, if you look at the budget and the finance report, you know, they're always sort of patting one another on the back, you know, great job, and look at what all this great work that you've done for the city. And so basically what I'm trying to get out here is that if it's true that these cities have all kinds of extra money that they're not telling anybody about. Well, I mean, they're telling you, but nobody's talking about it, basically.
Right. Well, it's not that it's almost entirely obscured from you, but it's like anything. If you do enough research, you will be able to find something that looks like facts.
Right. So if it's true, then that means that there's no real concern whatsoever in cutting these bureaucrats off. That means that this is why it's relevant. It's not just your average conspiracy theory. It's relevant because to my solution to my solution to the problem has been to just cut the bureaucrats off, don't consent anymore, let them have their bureaucracies and see if they can figure out how to run them without tax dollars. And if it's true, if it's true what they say about the comprehensive annual financial reports, then that means there's no problem with cutting these bureaucrats loose. They might have to tighten their belts a little bit, make sure they're running a little more efficiently, which we all know they could very easily do if they had the right market-based incentives to do so. They would be able to run it off of these various different investments they have, not to mention all of the service fees and the other stuff. The taxes are not necessary. They're just milking people because they can, because people have been indoctrinated, and it's bunk or as what I'm saying, look, I don't know because I don't have the financial acumen to be able to check these claims. So let's go to your phone calls and see what you think. Let's start with Nigel in New York on the AMP line. Hello, Nigel.
Hi. So I am by no means an expert, but I am at a fairly good university, and I'm an engineering management minor. The reason you see a whole bunch of extra stuff on a balance sheet is that the income statement, which is, you know, whatever the term you're using it for, the thing that shows the cash flow is just going to show money they're spending and money they're putting out. They still have assets like buildings, land, all that kind of thing that's going to show them as having much more money than they are spending.
From what I understand, the claims of the people that are talking about the Conference of Annual Financial Report is that they are not including, yes, you can see the buildings and all of that stuff, the hard assets, you can see those in these reports, but when they run the numbers as far as the investments and the things like that, that they are not including the hard stuff like the buildings. So, yes, that's true, but they're claiming there's even more to the story than that.
What do you mean by they're not showing the buildings? They're not showing the buildings.
No. They are showing the buildings in these comprehensive financial annual financial reports. It's all in there. You know, the hard assets, these buildings. What do you call them? Non-liquid, I guess, assets. And then they show other things like investments and other areas of money coming in to these government bureaucracies that don't show up on the budget. It's a completely different animal.
Well, investments are assets until you actually get money back. If you just have an investment listed on a balance sheet, and again, I'm not an expert, I'm not
right, but these are assets that they are not showing on the budget.
Listed on a balance sheet, that doesn't mean you're getting money back from it.
I mean,
you could own stock, and if it's not paying out a dividend,
right? But you still got money in that stock, and you could sell that stock and cash it in at any time.
Value.
So there's value there.
I mean, just like you could sell the microphone.
You could,
that you're talking
but
into,
that's not as.
You know,
am I correct in saying that a hard asset is not as liquid as a piece of, you know, stock or an investment like that, Mark? Am I correct in saying?
What do you mean
that?
a hard asset is like a house?
Yeah, yes, well, it's a building, car.
It is harder to sell a house than it is to sell a piece of stock.
Yes,
right. But in principle, it's still an asset. And you'll see usually on balance sheets, assets are listed in order of liquidity. So you'll have cash on top and then
receivable
inventory, that kind of thing.
I'm with you. I think that they should be showing these things on the budgets and all that other stuff, and I don't know what Ian's talking about precisely.
That's not what budgets are for, Mark.
What's that?
They're not going to be they're not showing investments that they're not getting any cash flow out of on the budget. That's not what budgets do.
I see. So they would only be showing them on this comprehensive annual report thing.
Yeah, they would show them on their balance sheet. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That's where you show it, unless they are actually getting money out of it. I mean, sure, they could sell it and have money. And to get to the point about just liquidating bureaucracies, you could just liquidate everything, just sell everything and say, okay, here's some money, now go find a job.
Yeah, you could give them all kinds of, I mean, from the amount of money that they're showing in these investments, you could pay all of the government employees a one-time stipend. From the sale of these assets, it would be fairly significant.
Or you could give it to their organization, and they could mortgage the damn building and then pay off whatever pensions they had to take care of.
Thanks, Nigel, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts? It's Free Talk Live.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $1,395 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. And they include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. It's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, innerknobs.com. So we're talking about this idea of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, trying as laymen to get a sort of a handle on exactly what it is that is going on here, because everybody is always talking about government budgets and deficits and surpluses, and all that has to do is with the budget. But what about the annual financial report? Well, Nigel was just on the line, and he's in the Free Talk Live Amp-only chat room. He's concerned he didn't get his message across, and I think he got his message across fine. He's pointing out that his message is that these things, like these investments that governments have and these pension funds that they have, they don't show up on the budget because they shouldn't. That's not the purpose of the budget, and I agree with him.
Yeah, I think you got that message across.
Right.
I didn't get it at first, but I
right.
do now.
No, I absolutely agree with him on that. I don't know. I don't know. Again, I'm no financial expert. I don't know how to do much more than balance my checkbook and pay my credit cards. So I understand that what he's saying is the case. The budget is the budget. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is a much larger picture of the various different assets and liabilities that these governments have to their name. So now we're still right back where we were in a situation that if it's true what's on these comprehensive – if the allegations about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports are true, and that is that governments around the country, city, towns – various different state governments, all these different governments, counties, all these different governments, that they all have a whole bunch more money than they're letting on publicly. I mean, yes, I know the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is public, but no one ever talks about that. The media doesn't report on that. The newspapers don't print anything about it. And nobody talks about it.
It's about as public as the idea that the bank that you have your money at doesn't, you know, can't meet the obligations that it has as far as deposits go. People don't know this.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of news out there that's released publicly, but very little of it is ever really focused upon. And so I'd like to know more about whether or not this is true. Is it true that, you know, the city of Keene, New Hampshire actually has millions upon millions of dollars in investments? I mean, I was looking at these.
By investments, do you mean the buildings that the school is in?
No. I don't – I mean, they don't break it down for you, but they do have different categories. I sent you a link to this thing, Mark. You're welcome to dig through it yourself.
But they have one thing that says
investments, and they have something else that – and they talk about the hard assets, the buildings and stuff like that. There are different categories on these reports. And so anyway, there's a lot more money than they're talking about in the budget for every single year. So if it's true they really have all this extra money, then it'd be no problem to cut these bureaucrats loose, let them live off their little pension funds that they've set up for themselves with our money, and then never have to send them another dime again unless we voluntarily want to purchase their services like cleaning the roads and their government schools or whatever it is else it is that they're offering, protection services, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on this issue, and we will continue with your phone calls. You can, of course, bring up anything if you would like. Let's go first to David in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, I got the City of Rochester's New York Comprehensive Annual Financial Report right in front of me.
Okay.
And they show $1,166,270,000 total assets for fiscal year 2007. And then all their expenditures or total liabilities was $419,835,000.
Does the $1 billion include the buildings and the cars and stuff like that?
It doesn't include bonds. It doesn't include any property whatsoever. Actually, okay. I'll tell you exactly what it includes, and that would be charges for services, grants and contributions, capital grants and contributions, property taxes, sales and other taxes, government aid, and other.
And, so you're saying more than twice, they have more than twice coming in just those areas than what's being shown in the budget. Am I understanding you correctly?
They're running a surplus of $746 million a year just in cash.
But what does their budget show? What's their budget show as far as, you know, what are they? Are they running a surplus on the budget or a deficit on the budget?
The budget's not even in the report.
Right. Right. Well, actually, from what I understand, you can find the budget numbers in the report. I don't know. I forget. They call them something different. So, like the budget, like the total
report,
budget numbers.
I've read the whole thing, and it's not in there.
Are you an accountant?
No, but okay. I've read the whole thing, and I've actually called a bunch of people from the city to confirm all the different numbers. Now, I will tell you, the city school district is incorporated separately.
Separately, exactly. I haven't even looked at theirs.
They're like $346 million.
That's an interesting point because around here the property taxes are 60% goes to the government schools, so
yep.
They may have even a bigger they may even have more money in investments and things like that.
All the federal and the state grants are on another chart, and there's billions of dollars in federal and state grants that are not included in any of the numbers I gave you already.
Huh.
Yeah. Now this city, who's running a large surplus, spends a bunch of money paying just the interest on bonds that were posted in the early 70s to the Municipal Mellon Bond Company of New York or something similar to that.
And they spend all that money, but they still have all the extra money left over that they
posted bonds, which is a debt note, with a New York company and pay nothing but the interest for the last 30-plus years.
Very interesting. Any other thoughts for us, David?
Well, you can also find the Homeland Security money. It says barrier zone. water and medical response team.
Yeah, I was looking at
security.
That. You can see all, they break down all the money they get in from various different federal grants and stuff like that.
And then you can see how the school district has not been able to show their books proper and has come up short on money like for 10 years in a row.
Very interesting. Thank you, David, for the call tonight.
You're welcome.
Hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I posted this stuff over at the blog at freekeen.com with a link to the relevant thread where we're talking about this. So if you have, you know, if you've got a degree in accounting or something like that and you really are, you know, a numbers whiz, I liked math in government high school, but as far as all this stuff, I have no experience with it, so I'm like a total novice here. So if you have more experience, we'd love to have you take a look at this stuff, and I mean, especially if it's your first time hearing about this, and sort of dig through it and see if there's anything to it, because it sounds like there's something to this, Mark.
Well, what
really
what do you think's to it? I mean,
they have all this extra money.
Extra money.
Yeah.
Okay, they've got extra money. That's fine.
Cut them loose.
I cut them loose anyway.
Well, yes, I agree.
They're
leeches.
This confirms it, though. I found a big tick on my dog. That's what a bureaucrat is. Well, it's not quite. You know, I was thinking about the tick and bureaucrats at the same time. I guess the bureaucrats do things. They just do it entirely inefficiently, and they demand, you know, more money likely than they're worth.
They do them in a way I would prefer not to pay for.
Right. So, you know, go out there and offer your services to people, whether they have a choice to take them or not. You know, when they set up a fire department and you've got to pay to have that fire department come to your house in the form of taxes, that's a crappy way of doing business. Look, if I want your service, I'll either get up on a subscription service with you like I do with, you know, Dish TV, or I'll pay you, you know, when I need you like I do with my auto mechanic. But to say that I've got to pay you so that you'll be there to protect everyone, that's a crappy system.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. The only
Walmart has ladders that I can go buy and use if I want to use them. They don't send people to my house to threaten to take my house away in order so that they can have ladders to sell.
I am as indignant as you are on this, Mark, and you know it. The reason I bring this up is because it seems like the final piece of the puzzle as far as it's the perfect retort. Bringing up these comprehensive annual financial reports, if it's true that they've got all these assets that they very rarely even will discuss, if that's true, then that completely obliterates any objection somebody might have to the, you know, the claim that you're going to leave the bureaucrats in hot water. They're not going to be able to feed their children. What about their pensions? Well, what about their pensions? They've got a pension fund that's set up. They've got all kinds of money in it. They've got investments with all kinds of money in it. If what these people are saying is true about these financial reports, so it's the final nail in the coffin, as far as I'm concerned, to any potential objection to just saying no to participating with these government thugs. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then head over and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you start shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you haven't done your will yet, or you know, have one of these the living wills set up so that you don't end up like Terry Schiavo, you can do that today. You can do it right now, and you should do it for your family at LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. I did my will there. I did it. I don't know how long it took, maybe 10 or 15 minutes tops. I just answered a few questions. They whipped it up. They sent it to me, and I signed it in front of a notary, and we were good to go. You want to do it? LegalZoom.com. You can save $10 off your order by using code FTL.
As we continue with your phone calls, talking about the the very little talked about comprehensive annual financial report, kind of an interesting little phenomenon that is relatively easy to get your hands on in this day and age of the Internet. You just go and Google it, and you probably find it online from your local city government's website or state government. And apparently, as one of our callers just reminded us, you also have to look for a separate comprehensive annual financial report for the school district because they are typically incorporated separately from the city government. And so if you really want to find some big numbers, apparently you have to look there. So I haven't found that yet for the Keene Area School District, but we're going to dig through those and see exactly what it is that's going on. How much money do these bureaucrats actually have sitting around in various different forms? These are the things that they probably don't want you to know about, but they still have to put these things out, so they are publicly available. Anyway, we continue with your thoughts on this issue. Mike in Connecticut, or whatever you want to talk about. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
It's all true, and I can prove it to you.
Okay.
There's a good city that's a good example for this. It's the city of Bristol, Connecticut.
And why?
They have an operating budget of $191 million, and they have $532 million in investments.
Just investments?
Just investments. It states on the site, investments are made up of the funds that are not needed to be held to pay expenses, so the city treasurer can invest these funds in a variety of accounts. By investing these funds, the city of Bristol earns interest on its surplus cash.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is right on their website, or is this out of their comprehensive report?
This is an easier report that's laid out easier for you to read. It's called the Popular Annual Financial Report.
Popular Annual.
So if you go to Google, you type in PAFR, mm-hmm. and type in Bristol, Connecticut, and you could read it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how things are in Bristol, Connecticut, and I'd suspect that most of America isn't like it is in New Hampshire, but when it comes down to they're supposed to return tax dollars that are not used in that year. So if they don't, if they don't use the tax dollars, they're just projecting what they're going to use. If they don't use it, they're supposed to give it back. They're not allowed to put it in funds and save it for later.
I agree with you. And Bristol is a poor town of 50,000 people.
Hmm. But maybe they are, Mark. Maybe they are allowed to do that in order to shore up their pension funds and things like that. Maybe
probably their pension funds.
Maybe your understanding of the law is not quite complete. I mean, that's all. Well, that's my suggestion.
I can tell you that somebody who came up with a good idea like that, I'm sure that every bureaucrat has, since then has attempted to tear it apart.
Because, to work around it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely what they wouldn't want to have happen.
So you're saying right there in the, and I see it here, the Popular Annual Financial Report, you're saying it just lays it right out that, we have all this extra money.
And it's only 25 pages. It's easy to read.
Yep, I see it right here. I thank you for pointing that out, sir, and I thank you for the call.
All right.
800-259-9231. So there you go. So now we know that there's apparently a popular annual financial report in some places. This may not be everywhere. In fact, in Keene, they don't actually even call it the comprehensive annual financial report. It's just like the year-end financial report. So there may be some variation on the terminology, but it's the other document they publish that's not the budget, basically. It's the financial report on the city or the school unit or whatever it is that you're looking into. We continue with Bill in Ohio. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Great show. I'm really glad you're bringing this up, and I as well have Alex Jones to thank for bringing this up. But, have you guys checked out, it's called Catherman, either .org or .com. It's a gentleman by the name of Walter Burian.
Yeah, I was on his website today. It was he was the guy that Jones was interviewing in this video about
right.
the Caffers.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, he breaks it down pretty well. Because, I mean, unlike you, Ian, I'm not a financial guy, so, a lot of that was just gobbledygook to me. I couldn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I thought about doing for a while, but I'm a truck driver, so I'm only home, a few days a month. But basically, I was going to get copies of, Freedom to Fascism, about the taxes. And also information back to the CAFR, and just basically hand it out to people in my neighborhood, because I think that's a good way to wake people up to this sort of thing and have them look at it for themselves.
Yeah, I think that's a fine idea.
Anytime you can get with somebody to watch the Freedom to Fascism, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think that some of these numbers, I mean, if published, if the numbers are true, as these people that are talking about these CAFR reports are suggesting that they are, in your local area, to publish those numbers could be very damaging to the political careers of these bureaucrats. That they probably don't want to talk about this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing that really makes me nearly violently ill when I think about it is, especially I live in Williamsburg, Virginia, mm-hmm. and or I grew up in the Tidewater area, and they're always talking about, we don't have enough for the budget, we don't have this, that, and the other, and if these numbers are indeed true, just how much of a lie that really is.
Yes, exactly. That's one of the, I'm glad you brought that point up, because whenever you see news media reporting about the budget and, there's a deficit, we're going to have to raise taxes we're going to have to cut services and leave homeless people in the street, and the kids aren't going to get educated. We've heard these sob stories before, right?
Hear them all the time.
We've got to raise taxes because the children are not going to get the help they need. But entire time they've been saying that crap, they have all this extra money sitting around in investments in other areas. I mean, it's just...
Exactly.
It's crazy.
it's a complete lie and a farce. However, on another thing, talking about if these are indeed, you know, invested in the stock market and however they're invested, you know, liquidating them, how would that affect the market? Again, I'm not a money guy, so I don't really understand that sort of thing. How would that affect? Because you're not talking about just local. You're talking about local, state, and also federal government.
You're talking about an impossible scenario. You're talking about what if America turned libertarian tomorrow? And it's not gonna. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. You've got a couple of choices. What if the federal government explodes and, just can't, you know, of its own weight simply cannot function, so then state or local governments take over for more infrastructure-type situations? You know, what if Wall Street goes belly up and your stocks aren't worth anything? It's really unlikely.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, and that's why I moved up here to New Hampshire, we can get a situation where we can move one state, a tiny, tiny little state, into, you know, a more free situation. You know, step by step, day by day, we can do things like this. So it's never going to drastically affect the financial market.
Well, gee, guys, thanks for bursting my bubble there. I can dream, though, can't I?
You can dream about libertarianism all you want. If you want to see it in action, you want to see people taking steps towards it, you need to move for the Free State Project.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call tonight. And let's talk to Glenn in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn. Glenn, Florida, going once.
Hi. Hey,
Glenn.
How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good. There's one part of this that everybody seems to be missing.
Okay.
Your city, every county, every state, and the federal government is a corporation.
This is true.
And that's why they get to invest the money. As a matter of fact, you're a corporation yourself.
So I've heard.
Are you familiar with the term straw man?
Yes, we've talked about this on the program in the past. It's a fascinating concept, the idea that when people are born in this country, they essentially become registered with the state, and the state can sell, is it bonds that they're supposed to sell on the backs of these corporate people that they create, these fictions, these legal fictions?
Yeah, I'm just getting into it myself now, so I'm not really that, you know, well-versed in it, but
yeah.
I have been doing a lot of reading on it, and this also has to do with you know, your movement up there and the jail time you're talking about and your couch, all that stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see where you're coming from, but I am not a corporation because I didn't go and do that. I didn't consent to that. So if it's true that they really have all these different little corporations with the same name that your parents gave you for you, that's something they did. It's not me. And there is a difference there. And I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I do have a corporation that I went and registered, but I went and did that myself. And did it anonymously, so they don't know it was me that did it. I like those New Hampshire corporations. They're kind of fun for that stuff. More on the way here. Hour number two is coming up. You're right, New Mexico. Thank you. Hour two is on the way. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're